The battery's almost dead, but it's the news, according to me. Hey, good morning, everyone. It is Friday morning. This is still May 8th, 3 days after Cinco de Mayo, and we're still all holding it together here. It's actually 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 10:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am in Evansville, Indiana, which I thought was in the central, or I thought it was in the Eastern time zone. It's actually in Central Time Zone. It's much like some places in the western part of upper northwestern part of Indiana. They're so close to Chicago, they just go with Central Time over there. There's a couple of counties over in that area. But apparently Evansville is the same way. I didn't realize that. So Evansville is on Central Time. I got in this morning at about 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Got here yesterday. I actually got here early this morning. But Chicago was having some issues. Apparently a cloud rolled through earlier in the day, and it backed everything up until, you know, after midnight. And things were very delayed getting out of there, so I got down here finally. And by the time I got to the hotel, at about 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Needless to say, I was extremely exhausted after all that. I'd gotten up fairly early yesterday, was pretty busy all day, had all this stuff going on. Nonetheless, anyway, blah 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 about my life. I've got some things in my cup here this morning. I went to Starbucks and got some hot water. There is a Starbucks in the hotel. Awesome breakfast here. There's a Doubletree here in Evansville, Indiana. And I have to say, it's a nice hotel. It's not a bad hotel. I've been in nicer hotels. I've been in much worse hotels. The restaurant here is absolutely phenomenal. I had a meat and cheese omelet. And it was excellent. Sometimes you get stuff. Sometimes it's just like, here's a couple of eggs and throw some stuff in there and we'll flap it around in the pan for a while. This was actually very well made. No big presentation or anything. Just the omelet with some little potato spice, kind of a spicy diced potato things. It was pretty good. And some toast and some juice. That's what I had. That's all I had for breakfast there. It was. I have to say it was excellent. The staff was excellent. Everything was excellent. So I went over. There's a Starbucks that's also kind of connected to the hotel here, and so I went over to the hotel or the Starbucks there and got some hot water because it's free. I felt bad because I don't have any cash to tip anybody this morning, and I just don't have anything, and I got a $100 bill. That's all I got. I got to get that broken. I'm not going to give somebody that $100 bill. Hey, can I have $99 back? Or in my case, it's usually $99.50. I'm an old timer. Well, old timers don't tip very well, typically. We're not known for our tipping ability. However, I'm trying to push that back a little bit. I'm trying to be a better tipper, even though I don't necessarily care for tipping culture in some things. But anyway, I got this free hot water, so I came up to the room, made my own, because they don't have a microwave in this room. That's the only thing. I do have a refrigerator, but it's working a little bit too much. I think it's kind of freezing some things. But I have my chai with the whatever creamer this is. I think it's just half and half. It's something, I can't remember what it is. It's just a regular creamer. It's actually okay. Seems to be making it work just fine. I decided to start the show this morning, even though it's not really ready to start. I have a couple things going on in the background here. I'm trying to do. The podcast caller app is kind of in the process of loading onto my. I should have put it on a thumb drive. I thought about doing that, and I just thought, well, I'll put it in the cloud and I'll make it work that way. Well, in order to get it out of the cloud into my computer, into my laptop here, it's taking some time. I probably should just use my phone as my Wi-Fi hotspot, because it actually goes pretty fast with my phone. It's surprisingly how much data that thing transfers. There's a couple more. The audio cache, I don't think I need to do that one. I'm not sure. It's only 19 megabytes of data, so I'm not sure exactly what's holding all that up. But the that doesn't even look like the right. Now that I'm looking at this, I'm not even sure that's the right file, but apparently I think it is. Huh. Interesting stuff there. I don't see it here on the podcast files. Yeah, that should be it. That should be the one. Everything else should be in the archives. I think that's everything else is in the archives. I don't know. But we'll see if this works. I'm going to try to get this thing to work this morning. It may be the old version. I need to make sure that it's not the old version. I don't see a date on this thing. May 7th was when it was last modified. I'm assuming that's the one I had there yesterday. So we're going to trust that this is going to work on my laptop. It may not, because I have to run it in something called Terminal, and it's so we may have some AI agents this morning. We may not. I don't know yet. We're going to see how this goes. In the meantime, I've also got as a backup cup, I have a kind of a mixture of Chick-fil-A sweet tea as well as my own peach tea. So it's kind of a peachy Chick-fil-A sweet tea. I also, in the background, I have a thermos full of my peach sweet tea. So if things get bad here, this is almost, I think it's there's almost not a whole lot left in there. So hopefully this show won't last a whole, terribly long. In fact, my battery looks like it's about to go dead on this particular recorder, which is why I said that at the beginning. We'll see if it lasts long enough. If it doesn't, I'll have to do some other things, but we'll just have to see how it goes. In the meantime, let's see, what do we got? Something else is going to look on here. I don't see what it is. I don't see anything else on there. I thought there was a way to pause this, but I actually don't see the pause button anywhere. I was going to pause it for just a second so I could get the try to get this thing up and running with the AI agents, but I can't seem to get that. Can't seem to find a pause button or anywhere. Anyway, I think what's happening in the background of my computer here is it's updating everything. There's a whole lot of things that it's updating from as far as my iCloud goes on the memory of the files that are on my computer. So I think that's what's happening right now. I see a lot of background stuff happening. It's almost done though. It looks like the iCloud is almost done backing up. So I think this may pop into being here fairly shortly. We'll see how it all goes. I don't think I need the audio cache. I don't think I need that. Yeah, there's only one other thing. It's a static. I think I do need that. I'm not sure why it's not downloading that one. Anyway. It is trying to download that. So that's apparently a large file. Anyway, that's where we're going. I think I'm going to change the batteries in this recorder. It's making me nervous. It definitely is it's showing no bars on the battery anymore. So I'm going to go ahead and boom, boom, do boom, that. Boom, 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 boom. It's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
Yeah. According to me,
it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me,
it's the news.
Yeah, it's the news. According to me. We are fully recharged and the batteries are all fresh and ready to go. I've been working with this whole app thing here the last couple, actually for about an hour. And I thought I had loaded up the right application from my home computer to the cloud. I've come to the conclusion that it is not in the cloud. It is not where I put it. It apparently is still on my desktop that I have at home. So we're not going to have any AI callers today, unfortunately. I've got Dispatch working on it, which is a Claude application from your phone. You can have it look for files. I was going to try to have it look for, it's almost like an agent, kind of like an agent. And it's looking for files to figure out what's going on. Maybe it can find it, and then it would be able to move those files over into a folder. So I've been trying to do that a little bit. It's not finding them. And I have the feeling it may have saved it in a different folder somehow, the way it works. I'm not sure exactly where it is. I'll have to wait till I get back home to be able to figure that out. In the meantime, we can talk about a few things. We have a couple things going on. One of the main things that's kind of happening, of course, is all the rhetoric around the race out in California for the governor of California's race. What's interesting about this whole race, I find it fascinating. You've got this lady who, you know, is just Katie, whatever her name is. She's off the rails, crazy. The left is kind of going through this process of a party that is morphing into something that it was never really intended to be. In fact, John Fetterman has come out quite strongly against some of the things that are going on. The most recent rant that I heard that was actually pretty scathing and fairly articulate was from the lawyer. What's his name? I can't even think of his name now. He's kind of famous for he's very clearly more of a constitutional lawyer. He is a Democrat, but he's sick of the party. He's tired of the party. He basically said, he's not going to vote for a Democrat. He's not going to support a Democrat. I wish I could think of his name. He's as a Democrat, he's on Fox News quite a bit. Dershowitz, I think, is his guy's name. I guess him and his brother are both lawyers. But he's come out. He's about 80 some years old, and he was talking about how he's old enough to remember what was going on with the Weimar Republic and everything that was happening back. Well, he wasn't alive at that time, but he was alive shortly after that time, after World War One or World War Two. What was happening in 1932, he said, is happening now. It's the vilification that happens that brings about the chaos that then ushers in a Hitler type individual or system, if you will, or ideology. And it's not so much that the left has a figurehead that is leading the charge. It's that there is an ideology that's leading the charge, based on a lot of historical figures. Now, that's just all my opinion. Of course, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor, nor am I a historian to any great degree. But his take on this whole thing has been very interesting. Now, John Fetterman's come under fire from his own party. And what's interesting about this is that Van Jones has come out kind of in his defense and saying, why do we have to completely excuse someone or throw them out of the party just for having a few disagreements on a couple of different issues? It was just because someone believes, you know, wants to, you know, support this or support that, or it doesn't agree with something. We want to throw them out of the party. Van Jones, you helped create this mess. The embracing of the communist ideology, it has always been one of a top-down mentality where the state gives you your rights and the state decides what you get based on, you know, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. They decide who needs, and they decide who has the ability. You become it was an absolute slave. Now, the mentality is not lost in the right mentality either in big industry. It is the same kind of mentality. They just have a different way of getting there in terms of trying to enslave people. There is a big, when the big corporate interests do their thing, they too are known for, you know, enslaving individuals into their, now some corporations just based on them, they don't intend to do so, but they're just basing everything on a model that traditionally goes there. However, the fundamental difference in this is that it's voluntary. You can walk away from a job with a communist societal model. They assign you a job. They might give you some leeway on what you want to do, but they're just like in China, there's basically these work groups. They have, you know, the CCP basically has it set up so that
if you're in a work group and you work with these other people, there's like, you know, small groups of people. We're talking 4 to 6 people that you are in a work group with. And then that group is also connected to a larger group. And so you kind of monitor each other, and it's when somebody steps out of line, you're rewarded for being the one. So that moves you into a better group. And it helps gives you this feeling that you're being moved up in society, or that you're a friend of the society, you're a friend of the government. So you're a friend of the people, because they call themselves the People's Republic or whatever they call it these days. So it's the people who are running the show are on top. You'll never be one of those unless you do something incredibly outstanding, and all of a sudden they recognize you for how they can maneuver you in. But it's a lot of posturing, a lot of maneuvering, a lot of things like that want somebody to be at the top, to have control, to have power. It feeds at man's basic instinct to have power, control, and authority over others, and to rule their lives and have autonomy of their own. And it's without accountability. It's all based on a selfish mindset. The whole thing is. That's why, I've gotten around this whole thing, drawn that whole circle all the way back around to the whole basic problem, man's basic problem ever since the fall from the garden, has been a selfish mentality. It is based on selfishness. So the epitome of that, the antithesis, or whatever you're going to call it, what are you going to call it? The pinnacle of that, I guess, that's the right word, is the Democrats who run for office. And so you have this situation out in California where they're running for governor. Some of them are going to have to step down. They're none of them are. And you've got billionaires, you've got some lady who claims to be, I'm a regular mom. I've got a minivan that has almost 200,000 miles on it, blah, 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 blah. And it talks about her kid who's living on her sofa. And it's just on and on. And then she makes this joke about, getting out of her shot in the background, because that's when she cussed and sweared at someone about getting out of her shot. Of course, she's forgiven herself for that. She thinks everybody else should too now, because she just wants to move on. She's a wacky lady. This is a lady who's unhinged. In court filings, now again, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a financial counselor, but it's apparently in court filings, her divorce filings. I can't, why would a man divorce her? I don't understand. But in this divorce filing thing, apparently she threw steaming hot mashed, among many other things. The abuse that she was putting her husband under was just incredible. She threw steaming hot mashed potatoes at the guy. I think there may have even been documented injuries. I don't know for sure about that. I haven't looked into it. And this is all entertainment purposes only, my opinions. It's all hearsay. I don't know what really happened, what went on, but it was, those are the things that were in the court documents. And so this lady has had a history of being, and of course, in the middle of this whole thing, she acted like she was stepping up to be the adult in the room and saying how, all this bickering and everything that's been going on for the last 30 minutes. And then somebody called her out and said, well, you've been doing it too. You've been interrupting just as much as everybody else. And of course, then that became this, excuse me, I'm speaking. This whole thing. But none of them, there may be one that might step out for the sake of the good, for the sake of the group, so that they can get one of their people in. I don't see it happening, because they are just rabidly, trying to claw off her power in this whole thing, because being the governor of California is like one of the top leadership positions in the world. And of course, they're all vying for, they all want the endorsement of Newsom. So they're trying to get that, which endorsements, again, mean nothing to the people who vote. It only means something to the people who are being pushed around with the power circles, the power brokers, the people who are in the establishment that make the decisions. Now, along with all this, the party itself is sliding off this. It's morphing into a different organization, a different ideology than it ever had before. And it's all based, the whole thing is based on an anti-Trump, get Trump, hatred for Trump mentality. That's all it is. Everything about every policy that they have is based on getting Trump and doing the opposite, being his nemesis. I'm going to go after Trump. I'm going to defend. I'm going to push back on Trump. I'm going to defend us from Trump. But do you realize what you're saying? It's Katie spent. I think the mayor of L.A., the one who's under a lot of pressure right now because of. Well, there was a leaked phone call. I'll probably try to come up with some audio clips for next week. But there was a leaked phone call recently that had Mayor Bass, I think is her name. She of course, one of the guys that's running for governor now in California is a guy who he was the television star guy. He's just telling it like it is. He's one of those people, and they're kind of calling him like Trump. The left is terrified of this guy because he apparently looks as if he could possibly win. And it scares them now because he's out there telling the truth. He's just laying it flat out the way it is. You know, talking about how there was $400 million spent on homelessness, a $400 million project to, I think they ended up housing 3,000 individuals. Now, that's $130,000 per individual. You could have put them up in hotel rooms. You know, in a decent hotel room, a clean one, night after night, with room service, with house cleaning and everything, for about $35,000 a piece. But they spent $130,000 to house these 3,000 people. Per person, $130,000 per person, and that's a yearly budget. The way I understand it, why don't you just pay him $100,000 a year? You'll save money. Pay him each $100,000 a year, and let them spend it however they want. You know, if they really want housing, they can get it. But and the problem is, of course, in this guy, what's his name? I can't think of his name. WSP, whatever his name is. He came out and basically said, well, let's go down under the bridge and we'll talk to these people that you claim you're going to build housing for. I hope you're prepared for it, but you're going to get stabbed in the neck because 93% of them are on super meth or fentanyl, and that's all they care about. They're looking for their next fix. That's all they care about, and he said they don't care about housing. They'll live on the street if they have to because all they want is their next. It's a drug problem. It's not a housing problem, and they're not spending. Of course, and all they're doing is providing needles. They're providing all the stuff that they need, all the paraphernalia. They just continue to perpetuate the problem. But that's just the mentality of the left. Again, this is where they go. This is how they operate. This is what they do. And it's all based on the money flow. I think it was $12 billion. It was some ridiculous amount of money that Gavin Newsom and the state of California spent on fixing the homeless problem. It goes up every year. And the problem is that the homeless population goes up every year. Now the way they fix that, the money that gets spread around, the way they do it is they stop counting people the same way. They've changed the way they count the homeless. They've reduced the number of people who are out counting, first of all, and then they change the if you live in a car, that's not considered homeless. They call them street homeless now, or unsheltered. If you have a tent, I guess you're sheltered. So give them a tent. Well, there you go. There's your fix. Probably cost $10,000. Somebody's lying in their pockets is what it amounts to. To get the problem solved. And when they get this kind of money flowing, everybody dives into it, and you end up with some agency that's a marketing agency or make this just like the making the signs for ICE. This is another thing that happened recently. Karen Bass. They put up all these signs restricting ICE. This is an ICE-free zone. All these different places, schools and polling places, but places for voting. Why would it be an ICE-free zone? Because there's not supposed to be any illegal immigrants voting. It's illegal. It's illegal. Well, it's illegal for people to vote. Yeah, well, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Well, you can't have ICE people showing up. You can't have ICE agencies showing up at these...
polling places that's going to scare people off from voting. Well, what? It wouldn't scare me off. I'm a U.S. citizen. Why would it scare me off? It won't scare me off. No, the people it's going to scare off are the people who are legally vote. It's just the hypocrisy goes on and on and on. So that's what's happening right now. He spent $250,000 to put these signs up. And here at the end of the day, those signs mean nothing. Federal authorities don't have to listen to a sign like that. When they're executing a job, that's the ordinance that the city has doesn't matter. They're charged by the U.S. government to do their jobs. You can't stop a federal office. Now, there are things that a county sheriff can mitigate from certain federal agencies. Federal law enforcement is not one of those. The federal, like the FBI, any federal agency, has to have a part in working with the local authorities, and they just have to announce and have a formal documentation, basically, of what they're doing there. In other words, they have to show them the paperwork and show them why they're coming in. There are some circumstances where they don't have to show as much, or they don't have to announce it until it's done, but they still have to. That process is still there. Almost, I think, in all federal agencies, whenever they go into a county to do something, for instance, if the Food and Drug Administration comes in to do something with a particular manufacturer or something in a particular county, the county sheriff has to be informed of that, and if nothing else, involved in that. Most agencies are not allowed to, they're not armed. They're not a law enforcement agency, so they use local color to do that. But this is the kind of thing. Oh, what's this? Oh, this, I see there's, I'm watching, I got Fox News playing in the background here. They're showing a boat that just got blasted. Apparently the engine room got blasted, another boat, that was trying to get in or out of Iran. I'm not sure what's going on there, but anyway, this is kind of, it's just interesting stuff in the way they operate, the way they move, the way they maneuver. And that's what we're up against. And their absolute goal is not to see the country restored. It's not to see constructionist, the better fulfillment of our civil rights. It is the taking over of our civil rights, basically, is what it amounts to. They want to see a country that they have the ability to maneuver, to take charge of, to take control of, to have power over. That's their whole goal. It's not has nothing to do with freedom or setting people free. Even if you are a supposedly a person who's an oppressed person, a person of whatever gender or whatever they want to call it, even if you're one of those people, they want to bring you into their camp, and we're going to defend you, but now you get you're one of our little jewels in our little crown here, and you're going to be part of our little thing here. Now you're going to be, you have to understand your place now in our little, we're going to hide behind you, and we're going to use you as a shield and say, well, look at this person. Or, so there's just, and most of the oppression that they talk about is made up. Doesn't really exist. They just, it's a straw man situation anyway. They make this stuff up. Well, the Trump is going to hang all the whatever, and he's going to make sure that all these people are put in prison, and we're all going to go. That's not happening. But they make it up, and they make it sound like this is all going on, and it's not. And it's just this again constant fear mongering that they have everybody under all the time. But that's kind of all I got for now. We'll come back in just a moment. I'm just going to be editing this show, probably, hopefully, putting some little sound bites in here and there to do some things. So we'll see how this all works out. But it's going to take a little bit longer to get the show out. But hopefully it'll go before I have to leave here from from Evansville. But so over the weekend we'll do some things, get some things ready for next week. But hopefully Monday morning will be. Again, we're going to try the app from home, and it's really been working very well. So hopefully that will all be. I was very impressed with it yesterday's show. So we'll see how that goes. Shabbat Shalom. We'll be back right for this.
5-7-4. But wait, there's more. 651, we're almost done.
76 and 85.
Text that number, it's alive. Text that number, call that number. Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, call the number if you have a chance. Call, well, you know the drill. Or maybe you don't, because maybe you haven't ever seen this. Maybe you haven't ever heard the show before. This is your first time hearing this show. If so, you can go to google.com/voice, and you can type in the, where's my stuff here? Where's all my stuff's gone. Oh, there it is. You can type in the message, or you can type in the number, which is just the number 574. Is it 651? It's not in front of me. For some reason, this is going very slow. My file's not coming up with the actual. Well, it's sure now it's coming up with that. Oh, what do we got here? Here we go. There we go. There it is. There's the number. Make sure I get this. Yeah. Well, it's taking its time. You can call the number or text the number, and you can leave a message. And I will be happy to. What is this thing doing? Well, that's really bizarre. I'll be happy to. Let's see. It's 574-651-7685. 7685. And leave a message there. Anyway, there you go. So that's now. Next Monday will be Mishmash Monday. We're going to talk about some things that have happened over the weekend, as well as anything that's valid or pertinent or anything that's going on with regard to what's going to unfold throughout the week. And that's about the end of that. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Shabbat Shalom. I hope you have a great weekend, great rest of your week. In the meantime, we will, just going to end it with that, I guess. That's where we're going to end it all. So just have a great weekend. Get some relaxation. And we'll talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, God bless. See ya.